If you haven't heard, Triple M rocks Test Cricket.
Yeah, boy, was that something to behold.
And it sounds a little different.
Maximum!
That is a brutal ball.
Settle in, get yourself a brandy.
Triple M rocking Test Cricket.
Stock is in again. And he's bowled in! That's the wicket!
What are you doing here with that hammer?
Boomshagalaka.
Yeah, I know.
Live from the SCG, it's day four of the third test between Australia and Pakistan.
Triple M rocks Test Cricket.
Yes, and welcome to the SCG, but unfortunately, it is raining here. And we're going to have a little preview now of what's happened over the last couple of days and chat about a few important topics. But Australia at the moment on top, Pakistan 8 for 271. Covers are on. The rain has just ceased a little bit. In fact, it might have even stopped. So we're hoping to get play as soon as possible and you won't miss a ball here on Triple M. My name's Gus Wall and I've got Brad Haddin, Kerry O'Keefe, HG Nilsson and Neroli Meadows with me. Good morning, crew. We've got to talk initially, of course, about some player news, and narrowly, hot off the press, what's happening with Matty Renshaw in particular.
We've just got word through from Cricket Australia that Matt Renshaw will not take any further part in this game. He's been ruled out with signs of concussion. It is huge news for a test player to be ruled out of a game. Obviously, he copped two knocks. The first one while he was batting on 91. He didn't come from the field there, went on to make a superb ton. They say he was fine from that. The knock that's caused the great concern was the one where he was fielding yesterday and he copped the full brunt of a ball to his head. The statement reads, Renshaw was struck on the helmet fielding close in on Thursday afternoon and came off complaining of a headache. He rested in the dressing room and then when he returned to the hotel, we performed concussion tests and his cognitive balance, coordination and reaction times were all within normal limits. However, on Friday morning, he was still symptomatic and so we have taken the decision to withdraw him from the match as he is suffering from concussion. We will continue to monitor him over the coming days and work with him to produce a gradual return to play. Obviously, this is paramount. His health is paramount. He's just 20 years of age, so they need to do the right thing, and I think the right decision has probably been made here.
100%. I remember playing with Chris Rogers, and he got a bad head knock at Lord's, and we took him back in the change room, and he gradually got worse and worse over the next couple of days, and concussions are a huge issue these days. I actually take my hat off to Dr. Bruckner for the Australian team. But you're in the middle of a test match. Players will put a lot of pressure on you, let's be honest, not to go off the field. So he had to show a lot of character and be very strong-willed to get him off the field, assess him. And well done to the Cricket Australia's doctors.
And he's an opener as well. So just as a side note, it means that David Warner will have yet another opening partner in Usman Khawaja, presumably. So it's another change to the system this summer.
Well, that's not a bad thing. Last time Usman Khawaja opened, he got 100.
Along with Matty Renshaw, and that one was David Warner's fault.
Normally is Davey Warner's fault. But no, it's as I said before, it's a big issue in the sport these days, not just in cricket but in all sports. So yeah, let's hope Matt Renshaw gets a speedy recovery and back out in the playing field as soon as he can the coming weeks.
In hindsight, are you concerned about any of the head knocks that you've had over the years? Now that we know as much as we know, it's an interesting topic, isn't it, concussion?
Well, it's a very serious one, as much as Gus and HG are laughing at me here. It's a very serious issue. So, no, I'm not concerned. I was lucky through my career. I didn't get hit that often batting in the head. It was very hard to get me when I was moving away to leg stump. So. But this is actually, just thinking back, I did some work with the Australian A team in Townsville this year. And Renshaw actually missed a four-day game there for concussion also. So this is not the first time this has happened to him in the last 6 months.
Okay, let's talk about Wade. He didn't keep yesterday. Well, he did for a little while, but Hansen came on and did a really good job. He had a tummy trouble, and what's happening with him? Will he be the keeper today, Wade?
Far less serious on the Matthew Wade front. We can have a bit more of a laugh at his expense. He should be back. He's feeling much better. Had more medication, and after a night's rest, he's feeling much better and will take part in play on Friday, which is probably good news for Pete Hanscom because I reckon he would have woken up a little bit sore after taking on the gloves for the first time in a while, Hans.
No matter how fit you are and how good your pre-season, his butt will be that sore. There's no hiding behind the fact. There's no amount of training you can do to get those glutes activating like getting the job done keeping. So
tell you what, Matty Wade got his glutes activating yesterday, I think.
Wade's glutes weren't quite on. If they were a bit tighter, he might have got through, but it's good to see him back.
We'll talk to him about that in a moment, because Hampson did a great job. We want to welcome all the regionals. Triple M rocking Test cricket live across the Triple M network on FM, digital radio and the Cricket Australia app. And please get us at Twitter at Triple M Sport. Just to let you all know that unfortunately at the moment there is rain at the SCG. We've got covers on the field, but the rain has steadied to the point now where we believe we could be underway in an hour or so. Of course, you will not miss a ball here on Triple M. It's Gus Wallen with you. I've got Kerry O'Keefe, HG Nelson, Neroli Meadows and Brad Haddon. And we haven't spoken to you yet, HG, and also Kerry. Mm. How are you feeling, Kerry, this morning?
I'm very well. I mean, I'm very interested in the concussion from Matthew Rincher. I mean, I played Test cricket in the 70s, and I know at least half of our players would have failed the concussion test every day. Mm. Because none of them could remember what happened the previous night.
I don't think that would be... I think that would be a more of a breathalyzer test.
Yeah. Doug Walters was okay to bat for Australia, but he couldn't have driven for Australia.
Okay. So he never drove himself to the ground.
No. Dougie. Always got the team bus.
Okay.
We've just received word through from Cricket Australia. Kerry O'Keefe has failed his breathalyzer test this morning and will not take part in the commentary box.
But, guys, are we getting a little wrong? We've got our shortest arse keeping and our talls at bat pad. The average height of the best bat pads in world cricket, according to Chew, is 5'8".
Mm.
And we've got our 6'2" guy there. What's going on? Yeah, Just because you're the new kid on the block, if you're 6'2", you are going to get hit on the head. The 5'7"s can duck and miss the ball. Thoughts?
You know the reason this has happened? Matthew Wade's gone off because he had a pain in the tummy. So Hampson's gone to keeping.
Yeah.
And Renshaw's had to go to bat pad. So if Matthew Wade didn't go off and Hampson would have been under the lid, maybe it would have missed him. So Matthew Wade, it's your fault.
Yeah.
Everything's Matthew's Wade's fault.
Bad day for Maddie's.
Oh. HG, you've been sitting there in the corner. What would you like to say, mate?
Oh, well, lots of things, but let me just say about helmet design.
One will do.
Okay, let's have a summit on helmet design. Look, can I just say that the panel this morning believe that there is an issue with the helmet design. We have cars that have impact-absorbing, collapsing engines and front ends, and yet the ball bounces off the helmet as though, well, I think the World War II German analogy was used, as though it was made of car steel. Mm. And what it must do to the brain inside is just doesn't bear thinking about, where it needs to be built out of a zone or something that can crumple so it absorbs the impact of the ball.
And anyone who's seen the movie Concussion, it's super scary stuff. It's confronting stuff. But the one thing that I was thinking, though, this is a dead rubber. The game is pretty much in Australia's control here. So it's pretty easy to make a conservative decision on somebody's health. What happens if it's the Ashes series on the line, match up for grabs, and it's the same situation? Do we make the same call?
But it's a known scientific fact that the brain shrinks throughout the day. So he was hit late afternoon. It's at its smallest. And it's true. It's a known scientific fact. It regenerates through the night and then shrinks as the day goes. So if you're going to get hit at bat pad, get hit late.
Okay. That explains a lot, our last hour on air then yesterday.
Yeah.
So I don't feel so bad now.
No doubt about it.
The day-nighter was mindless. There was nothing going on at 8 o'clock.
I love the way you all swiftly avoided this serious question.
No.
Beautifully done.
No, but I think you're right, Neil. Let's hope. It's a really good question you posed. Let's hope that the right decision, exactly as this has been done, will go ahead, Hads.
I think you've got to give the Dr. Peter Brookner more credit.
100%. And he's great at his job.
You saw Renshaw giggling and laughing with him. He wanted to stay on. Mm. And a few people at the back of the box here said, this is perfect. You don't want to field anyway as a player, so you may as well walk off. But in the end, it's a lot more serious than we thought.
This is David Warner.
Triple M Rocks Test Cricket.
And Triple M Rocks Test Cricket.
Yes, and welcome back to the SCG. Gus Wallen with you. I've got Brad Haddon, Kerry O'Keefe, HG Nelson and Neroli Meadows. And unfortunately, we have rain has officially delayed play for day 4. So we're into test time now. And Kerry O'Keefe, Australia were good yesterday, weren't they?
They were very good, Gus. I think big plaudits for the captain. I thought he set terrific fields yesterday. And the discipline of the bowlers. They denied the strong areas of the Pakistanis. Yunus Khan, big offside player. They made him play there occasionally, but most of the time they tucked him up, bowled at middle and leg stump, coming into him all the time. The Lion, I mean, he conceded 79 of his 98 runs through the leg side, but he's comfortable bowling that line. When he did go outside off stump, he bowled a couple of rippers, one that got Wahab Riaz. So I just thought they had a terrific day. I know the star was Yunus Khan with a brilliant 100, but Australia were co-stars because they plucked six wickets for about 140 in the day, and they're halfway to winning the game.
Well, wonderful to see Yunus Khan, who hasn't shown us a lot in this series, but he's going to retire as the number one batsman in terms of runs anyway for Pakistan. And he showed the Sydney crowd, who were very patient yesterday, Hads, weren't they? They waited around for hours and eventually had a really good afternoon of cricket to watch.
Yeah, they were very patient. And they got to see a class act. Yunus Khan's 136 not out. He's going to go down as the best Pakistani player ever. And it's always good to watch class acts. And we had it interrupted. Today we didn't think we were going to get much cricket, and to witness an innings like that, it makes the crowd go home with a smile on their face. But I'm with Skull. I really enjoyed watching the two spinners work in tandem. I think they really complement each other, and since the second innings of Boxing Day, I think Nathan Lyon's really got his line right. He's asking a lot of questions now of that off stump and challenging the fence of the batsman. He's not getting work to the leg side so easy, and it was just reward, that last dismissal. That is, from an off-spinner, that is a perfect dismissal for an off-spinner at the end of the day.
Yeah. And O'Keefe was great, given that he just varied his pace. He bowled one at 79 Ks. I mean, that's just a missile blom. And he'll come into his own on the fifth day. And look, just as for Australian cricket, we thank the Bourbon and Beef State for Ricky Ponting. Let's thank the Stain Hotel Manly for Sock. Yeah. Because that life ban is working, baby.
I think it might be.
And Manly Court and the cops. And I think they've produced our next spinner.
I think it might be the boat shed as well. There's a couple of establishments that Sock needs to vacate from. Neroli, what about the Glenn McGrath Foundation? They're still short, aren't they?
Yep.
390 grand they need.
We really need to get behind this. All of our listeners really, really need to get behind this. The rain has ruined Jane McGrath Day for the second year in a row. They're $50,000 short of getting the target that they want. Now, the target is, as you say, $390,000, which provides a breast care nurse for 3 years. So it's a huge contribution to Australia, really. And we heard yesterday firsthand what it means to the people that they provide the care to. So we need to raise that $50,000. So if anyone's listening and they're hearing right now, please contribute whatever you can. It's just hugely important that they reach this target. Don't let the rain bugger us about for a second year in a row in the, you know, the Jane McGrath Day and the Glenn McGrath Foundation.
Absolutely right. And, of course, something that you covered with Brad Haddon on Fox Sports News this morning is everyone's saying, well, Peter Hanscombe, he can keep. You now have him batting at five and he can keep, and then we can put another player in. Perhaps that's not exactly the case.
We get a bit greedy as Australians, I reckon. We see our players doing well and then we're like, right, they can do a bit more. You know, Steve Smith gives up bowling and then he becomes this, you know, one of the best, if not the best batsman in the world. And then we're like, well, why isn't he bowling more though? Well, he gave it up to be a better batsman. Same with Pete Hanscombe. He was a keeper in his junior years and he's kept quite a bit for Victoria and the Melbourne Stars. But he gave it up to focus on his batting. The result of that is now he's got 250s, two test centuries in just four tests. So surely, Hads, it's great having a part-time keeper, but we don't need him behind the stumps full-time.
I think that's that scenario there's all Pete Hanscombe needs to keep in wise. He's a class act as a bat, and I think if that happened on an India tour, for example, whether it's Wade or Neville keeping, the other one would be flown in. It's great to have that luxury of having someone who can take the gloves if something like that happens, but Peter Hanscombe's been outstanding with the bat. He's a bit better than a part-time keeper, but let him bat and keep him as a specialist position.
Okay.
I agree with that. And look, I think we've got to try and keep Matthew Wade in the side, because for every team photo, you need somebody crossing his legs up the front, a mascot. And Matthew Wade is ideally suited for team photos. He can just sit there like ball boy, M. Wade, Victoria.
Holds up the little sign.
Yeah, holds up. Australian overage champions. He might drop it, but It's not a buy.
Okay. Beautiful. Thank you very much for all your time. Hads, Kerry O'Keefe, HG Nielsen, Narrowly Meadows. Much appreciated. You're not going to miss a ball here at the SCG. Triple M is rocking Test cricket. Yes, Kerry?
I secretly like Matthew Wade.
I'm sure you do.
And it's all allegedly.
He's a nice character. What about you, Hans?
It's actually nothing to do with Matthew Wade. It's Kerry just loves using keepers as punching bags. I've had to sit on a different side to him today because my right ribs are so sore from yesterday. We're just jabbing. So
I woke up at bolt upright at 4 a.m. and I went, yes! And my wife said, what? I said, I got one on Hans for tomorrow.
Been sleeping on it all night. There you go. Rain delay officially here at the SCG. You will not miss a ball with Triple M rocking Test cricket.
Day four at the SCG. We've had all sorts of problems with rain, but the good news is that's gone and the sun's shining and this magnificent ground bathed in sunshine. Pakistan are 8 for 271. Plenty left in this game of cricket. Brad Haddon sitting here with me. Welcome, Hads.
Welcome, JB. How you going?
Oh, man, we've had a lot of sitting around, but now we're ready to go.
We have. I was a bit nervous that we weren't going to see much cricket today, but no, I'm excited about where this game's placed. Knock these two over and let Davey Warner and the Australians entertain us again.
Yeah, Matt Renshaw, we understand, not going to see any further action in this whole game. Narrowly Meadows for Nearmap is doing a great job down on the boundary for us. May have some news on that. And playing conditions, Nez, welcome to you.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Matt Renshaw has been ruled out for the rest of the test with concussion. He was going okay last night, but he woke up this morning still not feeling too good. So Dr. Peter Bruckner decided to rule him out for the game. The good news is that Matty Wade looks to have overcome that stomach bug and he is expected to be out on the field here in a few minutes' time and back keeping for Australia. That means Pete Hanscom is off the hook. I had a joke with him out in the middle asking him if he was going to have a bowl as well just to cap everything off. So you never know. Maybe we see Pete Hanscom having a bowl as well. The session times, we will get play underway at 1:10 local time. That will go until 3:40 with tea until 4. And then the end of the day is scheduled for 6:30. Of course, we can go that extra half an hour until 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. 68 overs minimum to be bowled. So play restarting in about 9 minutes' time. The concern was, the delay was with the eastern side of the ground. It was very, very wet over there with lots of the rain just really stacking up over there. So that's where the umpires were concerned about. They're happy now. I've spoken to Tom Parker, the curator. All good to go. The baking sun is coming down. Blue skies ahead. Happy days.
Thanks, Narrowly. For Nearmap, of course, Australia's leading provider of aerial imagery. And, well, fair to say, Hads, you and I were on time in here, but the man who runs his own race at the SCG, let alone within the Triple M commentary box, Kerry O'Keefe, a late arrival. Welcome to you, Skull. Where have you been, please?
I've been in the lunchroom.
Yes.
And I wasn't playing star or anything. I was in deep in conversation.
Yes.
And the producer had to come and fetch me. So any chance of working?
Yeah, why not?
On you come.
Sorry about that, boys.
Hey,
good. Lunch was nice.
What happens here? We get these two wickets done quickly from an Australian point of view and get out and start creating some carnage with the bat?
What does he do? Given, you know, if they do fall very quickly, a bit of time's been chewed out of the game. The pitch is still going to turn, even though it's day four. There's side spin. What's the psyche of the visitors? Are they up for it? Can they take it in deep into the fifth day? I think he'll bat again, but he'll think about bowling.
Is Renshaw missing any impact on that, Hads?
Oh, I don't think Renshaw missing will make much of a problem at all. Khawaja will go up the top. They'll play with freedom. I think they'll knock up, get close to 400 and throw the Pakistanis back in. I'm actually really looking forward to Stephen O'Keefe and Nathan Lyon bowling in partnership on the last day. We're obviously got one eye a little bit on India, and these two are going to play a huge role over there. So I'd actually like to see them perform on the last day wicket here.
267 adrift. I'm with you both. My great suspicion is Australia will bat, but there has to be, within the minds of Smith and Lehman, a temptation, if these two wickets fall quickly, to go, you know what, we've had a massive, great big long break, we've had 2.5 hours off already in this day. If we bowl again, highly unlikely that Pakistan will even get past 267, given the series is gone and it's a fifth day track. But if they do, you've then got Warner and Smith and these blokes to knock off whatever they set them anyway.
No, I actually don't even think it's about runs. I think it's just about making sure Hazelwood and Stark have an opportunity to put their feet up for a while. at the moment, we've got a lot of injuries to fast bowlers. And I hope not. If one of these go down, we haven't got much in the cupboard. So I think they'll give them a bit of a break and let our spinners have a crack at this last day.
I think you're right. And I think that by winning the toss here, Jim, Hads, I mean, you said get 500, we'll be bowling last. And to change that after 3 days would take... Well, the rain has changed their thinking a little bit, but has it completely changed? We want to be bowling in the fourth innings.
They may well be bowling last anyway.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Nearly Meadows, back down to you.
Just on the chat with Renshaw being ruled out, just listening to you boys, it means that there will be five different opening combinations this summer in six tests. We started with Warner and Sean Marsh. Marsh, of course, broke his finger. Then we went to Warner and Joe Burns. Burns was dropped. Then we went to Renshaw and Khawaja in Adelaide after the mix-up with Warner. On to Warner and Renshaw, and now it'll be Warner and Khawaja as the boys come out in the middle. So five different combinations in six tests.
With one constant. The little man.
The great Davey Warner. I think there might even be next test a different opening combination as well in India.
Hello.
I reckon Sean Marsh must come back into contention there. He's a great player of a spin. We're obviously going to play a couple of spins. What role will that all-rounder play there? So will he come in at six or five? So maybe we might even see next test match, Skull, another opening partner for Davey Warner.
And I think Matt Renshaw will have to be counselled, given that, you know, I got dropped after getting 180.
Yep.
You know, like, can somebody explain?
He might have to give Brad Hodge a ring.
Yeah.
What happens? 8 for 271, by the way. Yunus Khan, what a hand he's played. 136 not out, and Yasir Shah on 5.
Mm.
We saw some very interesting sort of mental application to late day batting yesterday's goals.
We did. And I know play your natural game, but there are circumstances where you've got to play unnaturally.
Yes. Wahab Riaz?
Yeah.
How would you assess the 15 rocks he faced?
Risky. High risk.
It's funny how your natural game changes when you got someone at the other end bowling
155k.
My natural game changed so much the faster the bowler at the other end was.
Yeah. Nathan Lyon, Kerry O'Keefe was the interest for me last night. I thought he bowled beautifully in the last 45 minutes. And if he can replicate that today and tomorrow, there's big wickets here for him.
He has, Jim. The thing with Nathan Lyon, and we do criticise occasionally with that straightness towards... But that's where he's comfortable. And had you kept him, I think he's actually... He will challenge outside off stump into rough if it's there and he thinks he has the right batsman. Wahab Riaz is everybody's right batsman.
Yes.
But... I think he's so comfortable in getting his loop happening and the bounce, bowling into that middle and leg line. And he, you know, he's got three. He could get five.
Mm.
And people will say, well, you know, why the criticism of his line? Why is it so vocal, given he got a fifer?
It must just be, Hads, a mental thing for finger spin bowlers, because I had the great pleasure of playing a lot of Sheffield Shield cricket with Tim May, who was an unbelievably good bowler and a very similar bowler, I think, to Nathan Lyon. And it was always the thing we used to say to him, mate, why do you get so straight? It's so easy to pick you off. As soon as you sit another foot outside, you become a real handful for anyone.
Yeah, and I think in the second innings at Boxing Day, from there on, I think that's the best I've seen Nathan bowl in the last 6 months. And I really like this decision now by Steve Smith to bowl Nathan straight up. It shows to me they're starting to get used to each other. Steve's starting to get a little bit more confidence in Nathan with what he's doing. So that's a good sign for Nathan Lyons, because he's a confident bowler.
Welcome back to the SCG. It's tea time here on day four of the Australia-Pakistan test. We lost a lot of play this morning due to rain. The play has finally resumed at about 1:10, so just after lunch, and it was Yunus Khan who managed to add 39 to his score of 136, meaning he ended up on 175 off 334 deliveries, 17 fours and 3 sixes. Probably the last time Australian fans are going to be seeing him on Australian soil. But they were cleaned up within 15 overs of being out there. Josh Hazlewood with the 2 wickets. And Pakistan ended up on 315. Post that, it was David Warner and Usman Khawaja to open up for Australia, because Matt Renshaw, of course, was concussed yesterday after being hit at short leg on the helmet by Sarfraz Ahmed. And we found out today that he would take no further part
in this test match. We'll get more of an update on him with Nerily Meadows shortly. Ishigua here, though, with you at the moment. And Australia in a very comfortable position. They lead by 340. Steve Smith with a six just before tee. He moves to 25 of 22 deliveries. Usman Khawaja at the other end on 30 of 60. But it was all about that man again. He was going for 100 before tee. And he ended up on 55 off 27 deliveries with a strike rate of 203. Plenty of sixes in there, three in fact, and eight fours for David Warner. It was seriously entertaining stuff and just continuing on from the first innings and that final innings at the MCG. I've got Kerry O'Keefe and Brad Haddin alongside me. What a knock from Warner once again.
Oh, it was fabulous to watch. What great entertainment he is. And really, that this. The strange thing from an Australian viewpoint with the declaration going to come, you'd think, in this final, is how clean people are hitting it on this third innings. And that has to affect Steve Smith's mindset, because every slog is going for six. There's no slicing straight up in the air. That's got to be a concern, Hads, in what to set them.
Yeah, I don't think they're too much worried about the runs now, Skull, to be honest. I think it's more about time. I think... My gut feeling, they'll bat for another 10 overs, get close to 400. But I'm excited about this second innings. I'm really looking forward to the way Lyon and O'Keefe bowl in tandem. And I'd love nothing more to be sitting here at the end of play tomorrow and they've got three or four wickets each and bowled straight to victory.
Last year, guys, as we recall, was a rain-ruined draw against the West Indies. But the previous year, had you played and you got five not out, I think, nine not out and 31 not out. Well done. two readings. Can you see a similarity between that pitch against India in 2015 as to this one 2 years later?
Yeah, I can. Just looking at the wicket now, it was very good to bat on the first couple of days, but you've just seen some footmarks. And Steve Smith's first ball hit one of those footmarks and the bounce was a bit inconsistent. And that's what you want from the SCG wicket, a bit of inconsistency on the last day. And it's very similar to that wicket there we've seen with India.
We'll just bring Nerily Meadows in here because Pakistan, of course, have got an injury in their camp, Mohammad Amir, which has made things slightly more difficult for the Pakistani bowlers. It meant that Imran Khan and Yasir Shah opened up with the new ball. But an update on Mohammad Amir?
Yeah, we've got official word from Pakistan that he has been sent for scans on his left side. They say that he injured himself in a practice session this morning while it was raining. So that's the official word from Pakistan. So interesting. Interesting stuff there from Mohammad Amir. We were told by Mickey Arthur that he was already struggling with a left hamstring tightness, I suppose you could call it, throughout this match. So, yeah, not good news. Makes things difficult.
And on the Australian front, news on Matt Renshaw, of course. Matthew Wade was back today after a bout of nausea yesterday.
Matthew Wade is back. Matt Renshaw, though, we're told, is back at the team hotel. That's what Dr. Peter Bruckner has told us in a darkened room. He's been diagnosed with concussion. He was suffering dizziness and headaches this morning. So even though he was passing the reaction test, or however you want to call it, he had those headaches and dizziness. And Dr. Peter Bruckner has put the pressure back on the ICC now to really think long and hard about having a concussion sub. And we know since the death of Philip Hughes that Cricket Australia have pushed pretty hard to bring that into first-class cricket here in Australia. The ICC turned it down, so they haven't done that, but they've brought it in every other facet that they can. And Dr. Peter Bruckner said this really seriously needs to be looked at, because it puts pressure not just on the players but also on the doctors to keep players out there when perhaps they shouldn't be. So I think, both at an international level and also at a lower level, I think it's important that they have that backing from the ICC, that if they're not feeling right, they shouldn't be playing.
Harry, your thoughts?
I think it has great merit, because if somebody used to be hit in the helmet and suffer concussion first over of a test match, you've got 5 days, one down. That shouldn't be happening.
But who makes that decision, Kerry? Is it an independent doctor or is the team doctor? Because Pakistan actually don't travel with a team doctor. So that puts a lot of pressure on the Australian team doctor.
Very good point.
Yeah. So there has to be an ICC-appointed independent doctor. Yeah, without question. But I think it's got validity, and I think it'll get support when ICC meet again, whenever that is.
And how's this for a little quirky one? A revolutionary idea from your friend Daniel Smith. He has said, Brad...
This scares me.
Oh. He has said, I don't mind this. The merit, there's some merit to it. I'm not sure that it actually works. But rather than looking at Peter Hanscom being the full-time keeper to open up more spots, how about Peter Hanscom comes in, takes the gloves for a couple of overs and allows Matthew Wade to bowl a couple of his 130s down for a couple of overs, and that solves our all-rounder problem. I'm telling you, it's revolutionary thinking there from our man Dan Smith. I'm not sure how many beers it came after, but I like it.
Good old Smithy.
Yeah. He always thinks a bit left field, and I know exactly where he's sitting at the moment, just left of the ladies stand. And there's a reason that stupidity came out of his mouth like that.
My vision of Daniel Smith is that day at North Sydney Oval when he was Bradman for an afternoon in that Matador Cup game, wasn't he?
And he has that quirky little smile on his face as though he does it every day of the week.
He killed two labradoodles, a Shetland pony, who were just walking around North Sydney minding their own business. And Smithy bombed them.
What a great man.
A fitness update as well, and it is great news for all cricket fans, and that is James Pattinson is back into the squad for the Melbourne Renegades. He's been out with a minor hamstring strain, so he returns for the return Melbourne derby up against the Stars tomorrow night at Etihad Stadium. So that is wonderful news for cricket fans, no doubt about it.
Brad, that's not great news for cricket fans. Because, yes, they have the Melbourne derby. Yes, that'll be great to watch, and I'll sit up and watch 70,000 with the Melbourne teams beating each other, but then they play the Sixers. I'm pushing 40 years of age.
And you're going to be opening the batting, Brad, as well.
Not now. I've just been rotated back down the order.
There we go. We can't wait for that battle. Brad Haddon here with us alongside Kerry O'Keefe, Nereidi Meadows. Thank you very much for that update. Isha Guha here with you at tea. On day four of this final test match between Australia and Pakistan, Australia looking good for a 3-0 whitewash. They lead by 340 with Steve Smith and Usman Khawaja out in the middle.
Welcome back to the SCG. Australia have declared. Pakistan need 465 to win. 16 overs remaining in this day's play as... Going to get to Nereidi Meadows shortly and find out exactly the playing conditions. Before we do, Kerry O'Keefe, now let's just talk about that declaration. Did they have enough an hour ago? And if so, why'd they keep batting?
I don't know. I just think it's safety first all the time these days in case there's a miracle. But 464 would appear, Jim, to be about 80 to 100 too many, given how this pitch is starting to behave. But... you know, that you've got to play them completely out of the game, which they probably did at 360, 370. But to go to 460, and they wanted to give them an uncomfortable last 15 or 16 overs today, and that's happened.
But the time left in the game would also tell you that 465 is way more than they need. I am always a fan of keeping the other mob on the line, because the more you do that, the more likely you are to get people out. But maybe that just shows how old school you and I are. Yes. Nereidi Meadows, for Nearmap, what do you got?
Well, some great news, JB. Cricket Australia have decided that day five entry to the SCG is simply a gold coin donation, all proceeds going to the McGrath Foundation. So that is absolutely wonderful news from Cricket Australia. So, of course, we implore every single person who is in Sydney who wants to check out some cricket to come along, contribute some money to the McGrath Foundation for, of course, Jane McGrath Day in the Pink Test.
Stumps day four. Pakistan are 1 for 55. Azhar Ali on 11. Yasir Shah, the night watchman, out there on 3. They need 410 to win. Much more likely, Kerry O'Keefe, is that Australia take the 9 wickets and make it a 3-0 series.
Yeah. I think that's... a lot of people were backing the draw with the rain this morning. It's still a consideration.
Still in the game,
Jim. Yeah, but... you know, given that it's last day Sydney, survival can often be really tough late. Not just before lunch. Middle session, last session. That's when it really starts to go sideways. So you have to be on Australia. But there's resilience here, of course, as we know. Azhar Ali, a big wicket.
Yunus Khan, how brilliantly did he play in the first dig?
Can't believe Mizbah's going to miss again. I mean, a player of his ability to have this bad a series, he's got to fire a shot somewhere.
Definitely. And the wicketkeeper goes well. Can the Mohammad Amir's injured? Yasir Shah's injured? The tail may not offer, but they've got to get to the tail yet. That'll be the challenge for the Australians.
Just looking at Tommy Parker out there, the interest for me is the track. It just looks so flat. And there's a bit of bounce and turn for Nathan Lyon. Not much for O'Keefe. So they will hope that it's a really hot day tomorrow and they can get some footmarks to work into and start to create some problems, because none of them have been evident to date.
And that's the thing. This pitch is harder than I've seen. I've been covering tests here for almost 20 years, and there's often so much more scarring than this. This was very rock hard at the start. Tom Parker said that. He said, this is a hard pitch. This is a January pitch. The November pitches were scarred from the first hour. This is relatively unscarred. But 24 hours later, we'll see how it's playing, because scars can appear.
Just a reminder, tomorrow, gold coin donation for entry. Of course, everything going to the McGrath Foundation. So make sure you come down tomorrow. It will be a very entertaining game of cricket. Day's cricket, 9 wickets required for Australia, 410 required to win, which would be some sort of record for Pakistan. But much more likely, if they manage to still be at the crease at the end, is the draw. Skull, thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Jim. Been a pleasure all day, mate.
Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow. Look forward to your company tomorrow from 9:55, of course, when we're back for day 5. Triple M Rocks Test Cricket.
Triple M Rocks Test Cricket.